Trying to predict where wildfires are likely to start decades from now is kind of like getting a full body scan. Except instead of a medical scanner, scientists scan the Earth using satellite data, climate models, and the history of present-day wildfires to map out global wildfire patterns.
The impacts of climate change on wildfire activity are expected to be widespread around the world.
Catherine Hayhoe is a climate scientist at Texas Tech University. She's part of a group of scientists that has, for the first time, tried to project where fire hotspots will crop up around the world. She says they found that climate change will affect wildfire patterns. Hotter temperatures and rain and snow coming at different times in the year, or perhaps not at all, will mean forests and grasslands will dry out, becoming tinderboxes for fire. In the next 30 years, scientists believe that the western U.S. will continue to see catastrophic fires, like the recent blaze in Santa Barbara, which destroyed 80 homes. In the next 60 years, they predict wildfires will increase in the Corn Belt and spread into the East Coast. Hayhoe says having an idea of how wildfire patterns will shift will help communities better prepare.
We can never eliminate the risks of climate change entirely, but by making wise choices and by planning strategically, we can certainly minimize those risks.
Some communities are already taking steps to prevent wildfire. The city of Bend, Oregon, was one of the first in the country to launch a public education campaign to get homeowners to fireproof their homes. The program, called Fire Free, started more than a decade ago after a massive wildfire burned 19 homes and scorched thousands of acres. Gary Marshall is the deputy chief of Bend's fire department.
We have this history now of people wanting to live outside their urban areas, and they want to live out in their rural areas where they can see the deer, they can be out in the trees and live that lifestyle that most Americans who move out to the West, that they want to be a part of that.
Bend lies in what's known as Wildfire Alley. Every year, there are dozens of fires that crop up, either from lightning strikes or from people. The flames are fed by dried-out grasses and forests so dense you can't see through them. Add homes to the mix and you have a recipe for disaster, not just here, but throughout the West. But Marshall says the Fire Free program is working. County Forester Joe Stutler and Gary Marshall drive me through neighborhoods outside Bend. We stop first at an upscale suburb called Caldera Springs. Everyone here has volunteered to fireproof their new homes. But just down the road, there's a much older suburb and a lot of trees that haven't been thinned out.
You can't even see through the trees. It's so dense.
You can't walk through there.
And a firefighter would not go in there. Mm-mm.
Really?
No, you'd write that off. So if you don't take care of it now, the fire will.
That's something that climate scientist Catherine Hayhoe hopes to avoid. She says having a long-term view of where wildfires might pop up could help communities to start now and follow Bend's lead. It took Bend years to get most of the homeowners here to take responsibility and give their homes a fighting chance to survive a devastating blaze. For the Environment Report, I'm Sadie Babbitts.